WGR-TV, Channel 2, Buffalo.
Yes, folks, this is WGR-TV, and I'm Billy Keaton, welcoming WGR-TV's audience in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, all over Western New York, and in Canada, to our dedicatory program, during which we want to tell you something about how Channel 2 came into being, some of our plans, and to introduce some of your friends and neighbors, and some of my co-workers on WGR-TV. I think it only proper that you meet some folks who have been very instrumental in the success of our organization to date, and at this time, the first person, and it is a pleasure to have you meet him, is the Right Reverend John J. McMahon, who is the radio and television director of the Catholic Diocese of Western New York, the Right Reverend Monsignor McMahon.
Well, thank you, Billy Keaton. As radio and TV director for the Diocese of Buffalo, I'm very happy and congratulate WGR-TV, and we welcome Channel 2 into the community life of Buffalo, Western New York, and Canada. And now it is my privilege to present the Auxiliary Bishop of the Diocese of Buffalo, the Most Reverend Leo Richard Smith. Bishop Smith.
Thank you, Monsignor McMahon. It's a pleasure and a privilege to welcome to this community this new television station, WGR. Television, obviously, it will be a powerful influence in the community. Like all of these modern advances in technology, it will be a power either for good or for evil. But especially, it will be a power because it comes into the sanctity and the intimacy of your family. And so it is my prayer this evening that WGR-TV will be a wonderful influence for good. It will be a guest in your home. I hope it will always be a pleasant and a helpful guest, and never in any way an objectionable one. Now, I'm quite sure that that is what it is going to be, because already this station is cooperating with Monsignor McMahon and the diocesan program. And tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, in cooperation with Monsignor McMahon and beginning by Monsignor McMahon himself, we'll have the program, This Morning's Gospel, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. I hope all of those of you who are not at Mass at that hour will be able to witness this production tomorrow and the many other helpful programs of Station WGR. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Rabbi Fink of Temple Beth Zion is unable to attend our function this evening, inasmuch as he is still on vacation. However, he did send Assistant Rabbi Goldberg from the temple, and at this time I would like to have the pleasure of presenting Assistant Rabbi Goldberg of Temple Beth Zion.
Rabbi? It is a pleasure and a privilege to be able to take part in these dedicatory exercises of Station WGR-TV. Being a newcomer to Buffalo myself, I really am not yet aware of the many facilities and opportunities which are available to the citizens of Buffalo. I am certain, however, that this station will come to be a great asset, not only to the citizens of this community, but to the citizens of the surrounding communities as well. Again, I should like to extend the thanks of the entire temple membership and the general Jewish community at large for being invited to this occasion. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. And now a friend of long standing, a man that I find it always a pleasure to introduce at any function I happen to be attending. I'd like to have the pleasure of having you meet at this time the Right Reverend Bishop Lauriston L. Scaife, the Episcopal Bishop of the Diocese of Western New York. Bishop Scaife.
Thank you very much. It's with genuine enthusiasm that the Protestant churches of Western New York pay high tribute to the personnel of WGR-TV for this most important milestone in television history on the Niagara frontier. In these days when tremendous history is being made throughout the world, certainly religion must be constantly aware of and grateful to the medium of television for the dissemination of the teachings and the blessings that religion proclaims. And may this occasion of the dedication of this great station initiate a resource of constant service to this strategic part of our country and bring splendid success to all who are concerned with its management and its operation. If I may say how grateful I personally am to WGR for its courtesy to the Episcopal Diocese of Western New York in enabling me to broadcast each Saturday evening on the program Religion in Plain Clothes, I would be remiss if I didn't say a heartfelt thank you to all who made that possible. Again, my constant and heartfelt felicitations on a most important event in the history of this area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bishop Scaife. Possibly the happiest man in our studio this evening is one of the gentlemen who had much to do with putting together the successful Channel 2 application and is now the president of the WGR Corporation. I'd like you to meet at this time Mr. George Goodyear. Goodyear?
Thank you, Billy, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to be here with you today on this WGR-TV's first day on the air. We have given you samples today of some of the filmed and local live shows that you will be seeing during the coming weeks. Tonight, after this program is concluded, you will see some of the fine network shows that WGR-TV will be putting on. We shall have more to say later about our programming and something of our history. Meanwhile, we have here in our studios some distinguished guests who are representative of the outstanding civic, business, and industrial leaders of our area. First of all, I'd like you to meet the Honorable Ernest W. Merrington, Mayor of Niagara Falls. Mayor Merrington.
Thank you, Mr. Goodyear. I would like to take this opportunity of expressing the appreciation and thanks of the residents of the city of Niagara Falls, New York, at this additional facility to the broadcasting and television facilities of this area. I know that the area is vast, and this area certainly is entitled to the services of two stations. Of course, we're glad and that the scope of this station embraces a good deal of Canada, adjacent Ontario. The license for WGR-TV was originally allocated to Niagara Falls, New York, and I understand that in the course of time, that in the field of public events and other programs, that Niagara Falls is being given serious consideration in that field. I would like to wish the staff and the management the best of luck in this new venture. They're most welcomed by the people of Niagara Falls, this additional programming that we'll be able to see. And again, I thank you for your courtesy in inviting me here, and the best of luck for the station in the years to come and all of its staff.